It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Clay Masters. Governor Terry Branstad ordered the closure of the Iowa Juvenile Home last month. It was after an investigation uncovered some girls were held in isolation cells. Last week, Senate Democrats unveiled a bill to reopen the home under a new program. The Toledo home is in Senator Steve Sauter's district.
It's not a reopening. We're starting from scratch. We realize that there were issues and troubles at this facility in the last 3 years, particularly.
On Mondays, we check in with Iowa Public Radio State House correspondent Joyce Russell. She's with me here in the Des Moines studio. Good morning, Joyce.
Hello, Clay.
We just heard from State Senator Democrat Steve Sauters that the bill would use the existing building but implement a new program. What do we know about these new programs that would be implemented at the home?
Well, they would meet some of the recommendations of the governor's task force on the juvenile home. Key element there is oversight. The new program would have to be accredited the same way that private child welfare providers are accredited. There'd also be more services for transitioning young people out. Another thing, the new program would continue to serve both delinquent girls and girls in the child protection system who have not committed crimes. And as I recall, the governor's task force questioned whether that was a good idea.
So what about the staff and the girls who lived in this home when it was closed? Where are they? Would they benefit from a new home, or did they just get lost in the shuffle?
Well, as we've been reported, they've been placed in a variety of settings. These have all been court-approved. But the judicial system is raising questions about taking the training school option away from judges when they are placing girls who've committed serious crimes. They want the training school option just as they have for boys at the juvenile home in Eldora. And as far as the staff, if the home reopens, backers say they would apply for the jobs like anyone else.
Do we know how much this would cost?
Well, Senate Democrats say it will cost $4 to $5 million for education for the girls, but beyond that, they're not offering any estimates yet.
Now, Democrats were calling it a bipartisan bill, but have they had much of a conversation with Republicans about reopening the home with a new program?
Well, the Republican House Speaker was noncommittal on this. When we asked him about it, he referred us to the Human Services Budget Subcommittee that would have to appropriate the money for it. That is chaired by Republican David Heaton and Democrat Jack Hatch, who, as you know, is running for governor. So I won't be surprised if this issue ends up in a campaign brochure down the line.
Another issue that cleared an early hurdle last week was the gas tax. Many lawmakers, both parties, have said the state needs to raise its gas tax as a way to pay for the state's crumbling roads and bridges. Now, some were surprised a bill to raise the gas tax 10 cents over 5 years was approved at a subcommittee level. Now, this is a very early hurdle, as I said, but that being said, how likely is it that both the House and Senate would pass a gas tax hike?
Well, as Senator Gronstahl pointed out, a bill to raise the gas tax got at the most 5 votes.
Okay.
That's how many people are on a subcommittee, and he says, do the math, they have 46 votes to go. Anyway, the gas tax vote took place on a big lobby day for road issues. The usual suspects were there lobbying for a gas tax increase, road builders, county officials, and so on. At the same time, the head of Senate Republican, Senator Bill Dix, was apparently hearing from someone else.
You know, as I assess what I hear and what most people are hearing, they feel their roads are in relatively good shape, but they're also recognizing that we have some long-term consequences to the quality of our roads if we don't realize that sometime in the near future we're going to need to do something to address resources in the road fund.
Now, Joyce, last year I remember Governor Terry Branstad talking about raising the gas tax a lot. He calls it a user fee because only those using fuel are paying for it. Critics say Republicans just call it that so they don't have to say that they're raising taxes. How likely is it that the governor would sign it in an election year? He doesn't seem to have too much to lose here.
Well, all along, the governor has not ruled out signing a higher gas tax bill if the legislature sends him one. And as far as it being an election year, he could make some friends with some pretty big lobbying groups who want a higher gas tax.
Later today at noon, I'll be talking on River to River with a couple lawmakers about education funding and setting the school funding for the 2015-16 calendar year. Where do we stand with that?
Well, Democrats in the Iowa Senate are proceeding with their bill to increase basic state aid to schools for that year by 6%, and Republicans are not likely to go along with that.
Okay, Joyce, thank you.
Thank you, Clay.